accepted.
Hello?
Martin?
Yes.
This is Roberto.
How are you?
Fine. I received your call before, but I was waiting for another call in between in order to be able to give you some information.
Right.
Therefore, I asked 2 hours later.
That'll be fine.
Now, this gentleman, he's not back in Stockholm, number one. Number two, the third gentleman, he doesn't want to discuss with you until the other gentleman comes back from Hanoi.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, I am still keeping in touch with the North Vietnamese embassy in order to get some conclusion in whatever we had discussed before.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, could you wait a minute?
Yes.
Number, hello?
Yes.
Number four, I'm doing the following. I'm sending you on Monday $300 back to you in order that you do not think that I have been doing something which was not correct towards you. Therefore, until everything is becoming clear in the future, I shall expect later on money from you.
All right, now that won't be necessary to do at this time, unless you will feel better. I tell you what I do want, since your letter has not arrived here yet either.
Yes?
It has not arrived, and because of that, I know the situation as to why we wrote and everything, but the urgency of this matter has taken on a new light because we have not received either of the letters yet.
Let me put it this way, even though that it is a little bit not well to talk in the telephone.
Well, tell me about it. I'll run the risk.
Well, I run the risk.
Right, we both do.
I have been questioned the day before yesterday by the Swedish Intelligence Service. I have been to their office and I have been questioned.
Question.
They are interested to know whatever happens between you, me, and the North Vietnamese embassy.
Did they say how they learned about it?
No. Nothing about that.
Were they very secretive, or did they know about this?
I don't know. I suppose that they have been keeping an eye on the North Vietnamese embassy, and I have been there twice.
Mm-hmm. Did they ask you about the letter, or did you tell them about the letter?
I didn't say anything about the letter, but they said about the letter.
They said about it?
Yes.
Okay,
They asked me to bring, if I get the other letters in hand, to bring them first to them.
Bring them first to them?
Right.
And do you plan to do this?
This is something which I cannot answer for the time being. However, in the telephone, I say yes.
All right. With that viewpoint, since they apparently are aware of something,
yes.
would you tell me, since we have not received the letters, would you spell out to me what the man wants in the on the telephone?
Which one?
Our contact from Hanoi.
You mean what he wants?
Rather than money, yes.
All right, I'll spell it to you. 1 second.
Okay. Yes.
I don't think it's any use for me to spell it, because whether I spell it or not, if my telephone is under listening, They'll take my spelling too.
Well, if they know about the other, though, don't you stand to reason they know about this? They mentioned the letters to you. Would it be surprising to you if they have the letters in their possession?
Okay, they know about everything already, so might as well tell you.
Right.
You know that in Paris there is a council for discussions about between United States and North Vietnam.
Yes.
Mrs. Van Dong, you know her?
Mrs. who?
Mrs. Van Dong.
Mrs. Van Dalma.
Yes, Dong, D-O-N-G.
Mrs. Van Dong?
Yes. In Paris.
In Paris. Is she a member of the North Vietnamese delegation?
She is from the North Vietnamese delegation, yes.
Right.
Now, they have contact here with Stockholm. They want to open a second front in between the United States and North Vietnam in order to have discussions between people to people.
Right.
And therefore, they want to discuss to you what would be the best way and what are the means and the possibilities for you in order to take the majority of the population against the war into North Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they want. And they want to discuss with you whether you would like to do this and your associates in the United States would be able to do this.
Now, this is what the man from Hanoi wants. And he is quoting Mrs. Van Dong.
Yes.
All right. When would they be in position to discuss this? And where do they want to discuss it?
Now, the latest situation, the third man, I talked with him in the telephone today, and he said that the situation in Cambodia has delayed the whole thing. Therefore, they're waiting for this gentleman to come to Stockholm. His name, if you want to know, is Mr. Van Lien.
How do you spell that?
V-A-N-L-I-N.
Now, is he a member of the Stockholm delegation? The North Vietnamese delegation in Stockholm?
And he is still in Hanoi.
Is he a member of the North Vietnamese delegation in Stockholm?
He is a member of the North Vietnamese embassy.
In Stockholm. Now, he is the one that sent me the letter, right?
The one who has sent you the letter, yes.
Okay, now, what is our posture at the moment, and what do you recommend as our next move? What did the Swedish intelligence people say to you to do or not to do?
My orders are to inform them of whatever happens. Any move, anything, I have to report them.
All right, do they have all of the information that you have given me?
Yes, they do.
All right. Did they threaten you or anything with deportation if you did not pass along this?
If I do not pass along anything, I might find myself beside you.
Mm-hmm. All right. What do you recommend that we do now?
Please wait. Please wait one more week until I get Mr. Van Lien personally, and I will give you exact information of what his ideas and whatever he wants to do.
Are we not wasting valuable time in getting together with him or Mrs. Van Dong?
No, sir, because as far as the third man is concerned, today on the telephone, he said that he will arrange a meeting between Mr. Van Lien, Mrs. Van Dong, and himself, and you, and if you can get anybody from Washington in Paris, they will discuss it with you privately, these three gentlemen.
Right.
The two gentlemen and the lady, probably some more people.
Right.
In a very personal,
private way.
Private, which has nothing to do with the other meeting.
Yes, yes.
In order to get a result, because as far as I can understand, the meetings in Paris is nothing.
All right. Now, when did he spell out any more what he's talking about in a people-to-people?
He wants to talk because he knows that you have nothing to do with the government.
Right.
Do or not, I don't know, but he says that you don't have anything to do with the government.
We do not. That is correct.
I have assured him also by myself that you don't have anything to do, and this, whatever you have done, it was only to help the families in the United States which are anxious to know what happened of their people
in war, which are prisoners of war.
That is correct. Now, you'd say just a moment ago, however, that they would like this meeting with somebody from Washington. Are they talking about somebody in government?
No, sir. Somebody who has the possibility to help you.
Right.
Because they have the feeling that you won't have the power to do this in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
In order to back you up, you will need somebody, which I might say, a senator, probably.
A senator, you think? Someone of that nature, is that what you're saying?
Someone who is in favor against the war of Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, which I'm not sure, which I think so, it's that they will name the person which you should bring with you.
They will name the person?
Yes.
All right. When do you think, realistically, that there will be a meeting?
I cannot tell you, sir, because if I do tell you something, it's something which is not true and something which will never happen, probably, in that period of time.
In view of recent circumstances, what has happened to you, Roberto, do you now perhaps have any doubts at all that the letters never got out of Sweden?
I have a very, very big doubt that I can't tell you. But as far as I know, sir, they knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I have been called, I have been even called through my manager. They called him and asked him to tell me to be there at this and this time.
Mm-hmm.
7 o'clock I was there.
So how many times have they questioned you?
Oh, I was there from 11 until 3 o'clock in the evening.
Mm-hmm. And when was this, day before yesterday?
Day before yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
On Wednesday.
Are you afraid? Is your posture changed any? Are you wanting to continue to help us?
Mr. Martin.
Yes?
The first day I was scared to death. Now I'm not, because I'm so much involved that I say it might as well continue, because whatever I'm doing, it's for the good of people.
That's right.
Families and children who are waiting for some people.
That is correct.
So I'll continue, and if my neck goes off, well, that's my neck.
Well, we will be anxiously awaiting to hear from you. Now, you have my home telephone number.
I have your home telephone number, I have your business telephone number, and I have your mother's telephone number.
Very good. So I will look forward to hearing from you, and I will not react any further until I do hear from you.
Please don't.
Now, do you feel it pertinent that any of my associates should be with me in this meeting, or just me alone?
Let me tell you when I have more information.
Very good.
All right, sir?
Very good. Roberto, thank you very much.
Welcome, sir.
And you keep your expense money there, because you have been out some expenses. And we'll talk to you as soon as you have additional information.
All right, sir.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
Bye, sir.
Bye.
This morning and yesterday in the hotel, but you weren't in.
Right, and when I got back to you, when I got back to the hotel, I tried to reach you, and
well,
you were not in.
That's too bad, really.
But I
I thought you would be staying in Washington for a few days. Yes.
Well, I'm going to be back there.
Oh, I see.
I had to run to Dallas, and
oh,
I'm going
I
to
see.
Be back.
I thought
I would
yes.
check
Actually,
with you.
Actually, what I was going to tell you was that the Prime Minister accepted a meeting with the wives of the prisoners in North Vietnam, and actually on Monday at 11 o'clock.
Wonderful.
And but he unfortunately has only time for one meeting in this question.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could arrange, since you're evidently in an advisory capacity to this League of Families, maybe arrange to come with that troop.
Fine. I will try to do that. However,
the man in charge, of course the chairman is Mrs. Stockdale, whom
yes.
you certainly know.
Yes.
And the man we have been in touch with is this organization's lawyer, Mr. Haven.
Mr. Charlie Haven.
You know him too, perhaps.
Yes, I do. So that's wonderful.
Yes.
Now, may I do this, Mr. Eliasson? If there is a change in the Prime Minister's schedule,
mm-hmm.
could you give me a call? And at any time during his stay here, whether it be next week or next Monday, over the weekend, any time,
mm-hmm.
Let me know. I would like to visit with him, if for only a few minutes.
I see. I'll do that. And you take contact with this organization directly.
With United We Stand, not with the Wives group.
No. No, oh yes. But as I said, he had difficulties with his schedule, and this was a request made rather long time ago.
I understand. How long now will he be in the area?
He will be... He's leaving now, actually, in an hour approximately for Kenyon College, and he will be back late tomorrow night.
I see.
And then he will be leaving Washington again Monday afternoon. And then he will be in New York a couple of days.
I see. Well, even in New York, if he has some time, I would like very much...
Mr. Fermi is going with him, as you know.
Yes.
You and Mrs. Rolin, whom you also might
Yes,
know.
That's right. I would like to visit with them, if at all possible.
In the Mayflower?
Right.
Are you staying in the Mayflower, too, by the way, or where are you staying?
No, I will be at the Madison.
At the Madison, that's right. Okay, but in case there are any changes, I'll get in contact with you.
Thank you so very much, sir.
Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Hello?
Mr. Martin?
Yes. How are you, Roberto?
Oh, fine, sir.
Very good.
Could be better, but not worse than yesterday.
Not worse than yesterday?
Yes.
What happened yesterday?
Well, it was not so well. Today is a little bit better.
Well, that's good. What is the posture of our situation at the moment?
Well, sir, I asked you to stand by and wait, because I am not having any result for the time being. I am contacting every day these gentlemen, every day, in order to find out when this person is coming back from his trip.
Mm-hmm.
However, I have found out also that these gentlemen are waiting for the return of a certain important person who is, for the time being, in Ohio.
Right.
So as soon as this person will come back, it seems that they will contact you.
All right,
why and how, I have no explanation at all. However, this person who is in his trip on the east part of this globe, he is coming back at the end of this month.
Are you talking about the man in Southeast Asia?
Yes, sir.
At the end of this month?
Yes, sir.
I thought last week we expected him in about 1 week.
Yes, sir, but this is what I've got from his office.
Now, how does that trip, his trip, tie in with the trip that is in progress with the man in Ohio?
I do not know, sir. I really do not know. The only thing I can tell you, this is my own idea, that the person who is in Asia is coming back, as far as I'm concerned, earlier. And this information I've got from his own apartment.
Coming back prior to the end of this month?
Yes, sir.
Are you saying...
However, his office is saying at the end of this month.
All right. Now, this is Mr. Lin.
That's right, sir.
All right. Now, according to my records, and they gave me this in Stockholm, there is no Mr. Lin listed in their delegation. Could it be his name is something else?
No, sir. That is his name.
Phanlin?
Yes, sir.
Fan Lin.
That's right, sir.
Mm-hmm. And the party in Paris is Mrs. Van Dong.
Yes, sir. I think so. I don't know. I have the papers at home.
I see.
I do not remember now what I have given you.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard any more from the Swedish Intelligence Service?
They have called me last week again.
By telephone or in person?
By telephone, and they have asked me to, why didn't I call them?
About what?
And to give them some information, because they know that I am still keeping in touch with this office.
Well, there was nothing new. Are you supposed to tell them every time you talk with me?
Yes, sir.
You've had some time to think now. Is it your opinion that the mail that we have been waiting for so long never left that country?
There is a very good possibility, sir.
Do you have any concrete reason to believe this?
No, sir. I cannot say... it is difficult to talk now in the telephone.
I see. Are you at work?
Yes, sir.
I understand. What hour do you have there now?
Now it is 3 o'clock, which is exactly 9 o'clock your time.
Right. What time do you get through? 5?
I will be at telephone at 8 o'clock this evening.
Your time?
Yes, sir.
2 p.m. our time.
2 p.m. your time, yes.
Okay. I tried calling you on Friday.
Yes, I know, sir. But I thought it is no idea for me to call you back unless I have any concrete answer to you.
What chance do you think that we have of setting in motion the Paris meeting?
Why don't you call me tonight, sir?
Okay. Very good.
Okay, sir.
Wait a minute. Why don't I do this? When you get home, you call me.
All right, sir. I'll call you.
Because I don't know what precise hour you will be there.
Okay, sir. I'll call you.
Thank you now.
And besides, I will give you some more information.
Very good.
As a matter of fact, I'll call you.
Very good.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
This is Mr. Martin speaking. Speaking.
Yes, do you accept the charges of this call?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Martin?
Yes, how are you, Roberto?
Fine, thank you. Yes.
Do you hear me now?
I hear you loud and clear.
You seem to be cutting out just a little.
I hear you, sir.
Very good. You said that you would call me later. What is the latest situation?
Well, the latest situation is the Swedish Intelligence Service pushes me regarding everything, whatever happens, they want to know daily. As far as I'm concerned, until now nothing happened because this guy is not here.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm surprised of, actually, is that from his own home apartment, they're expecting him this week as for the North Vietnamese delegation. They say he's not coming before the end of this month. And besides, when I asked them some more information about their ideas and whatever, because you were concerned and you were in a hurry to have a result, and I tried to push them so that I can have at least something in my hand. So they gave me the answer that they would expect him first back, and beside, they wanted to see what the situation with Mr. Palmer's travel is will be in the United States.
In other words, these are the North Vietnamese talking, that they want to weigh this.
So,
Is this the North Vietnamese attitude? They want to wait until Palmy is back?
What the attitude is, this is what they told me.
The North Vietnamese?
Yes, when I tried to push them to give me at least some result, I even mm-hmm. asked them which senator they wanted to have with in the talks.
Mm-hmm. Did they name one?
No, this is what happens. They don't name anybody. They say, we can't tell you anything until first, Mr. Van Lint comes back, and for the other, when I tried to push them in order to get, because I said that you cannot ask a senator to come immediately after 24 hours or a week time to come over to Paris or to wherever they want him to come.
Mm-hmm.
So I said that there is need of preparation. I mean, I said Mr. Martin has to go to talk and prepare everything. It doesn't go like this. So he said, well, we have to expect, first we have to wait that Mr. Palmer comes back from America and see what the situation will be at then.
Roberto, how do you think the Swedish intelligence service found out about this?
I don't know, sir, because, I mean, the only thing I can have in mind, you see, my situation in Sweden is stateless. I'm a stateless person in Sweden. I'm a refugee.
You're a refugee from Turkey?
Turkey, yes. So, when I started to have contact with the North Vietnamese delegation, of course, I suppose their eyes were very much interested in what the hell I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Beside this, I have requested for Swedish citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this might be the reason. But on the other hand, the more I think about it, first of all, you didn't receive the letter.
Right.
The more I think about it, you didn't receive my letter. So I think that probably they are making a censoration. I don't know what you call it. I mean, they are censoring.
You think the postal people are intercepting the mail?
Because I have written, I can tell you, I have written even to my grandmother, and she didn't get anything. She has written to me a letter saying why I'm not writing to her.
Mm-hmm. In other words, you think they are getting your mail. Why would they then also get the North Vietnamese mail? If Mr. Van Lin mailed one letter to us.
You have a point there. I don't know. This is my thought. I mean, I was thinking like this, right? But you have a point there. Probably they are checking the North Vietnamese mail, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm just in the middle now, and I don't know what to do.
Do you think they're playing games with you?
I hope not, sir, because then I will lose my beliefs towards people.
Did they contact you, the Swedish intelligence people, directly, or did they contact you through your employer?
Employer.
Through the employer? Now, does your employer know about all of this?
No, sir, he doesn't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
When he asked me why I went there, because they asked him to send me. When I asked them, when he asked me why did I go, I said it concerns my citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
So he asked me anymore.
He still doesn't know. Were they inquisitive particularly about us or about you or about what?
About you? Nothing about me. They wanted to know. They knew. Now that you mention it, they knew about you. They knew about my contact with you.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Yeah, yes. I'm here. Do you hear me?
Hello.
Hello, Roberto.
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me better now?
Very, very light.
I hear you very, very well.
I hear you very, very light. I cannot hear you very well. However, continue.
All right, proceed with your conversation.
Well, they have, as far as you mentioned right now, whether they knew about you, and as a matter of fact, they knew about you when I went up there.
What did they say?
I was obliged to tell them everything, what happened between you and me, our discussions.
Did they mention that?
Hear me?
Yes, I can. I can hear you well. Did they tell you about my visits there, or were they aware of those trips there, or what? Just what did they say?
They were aware of your visits. They knew even. You see, if you remember, I called Mr. Palmer's secretary in order to arrange you a meeting because you asked me for a certain date.
Mm-hmm.
When Mr. Palmer would be back, and he was in Paris at that time.
Right.
So I called them,
call the secretary in order to find out when he would be back and whether it would be possible to arrange a meeting. And then they knew about that too.
Now, are the North Vietnamese people that you are talking with, are they aware that you have been talking with the Swedish people?
They don't know anything about that.
They do not know anything about it. Roberto, are you convinced in your own mind that this thing is still legitimate, that the mail does exist, that the letters do exist, and that there is a possibility to continue along the lines discussed?
I have seen these letters, sir. And do you expect that a 50 years old man, I mean, he's about 40 and 50, he would play games? And he's a member of the North Vietnamese delegation here.
I can't understand why he would play games. I don't understand it at all. Have they mentioned anyone else in our organization?
No, sir. No, nobody that I know.
They have mentioned no other members of our organization, then?
They said they know some people they would like to talk with.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, they have somebody, a senator, they would like to talk with, too.
Mm-hmm.
Any names?
Well, can you figure how the Palme visit to America figures into all of this? Why would they want to wait until he returns?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, that this person, because Mr. Van Lien is not here, this person which I have talked to, he wanted just to get rid of me at that moment, and this is the reason he has given me. This is my idea.
He's
as far as the North Vietnamese delegation here in Stockholm is concerned, they might play games with me, but as far as Mr. Van Lien is concerned, no, sir.
Right. Now, the third man who is still there, is he a longtime member of the North Vietnamese delegation also?
As I can understand, I cannot tell you exactly, but I think he has been since they have opened the delegation here, because he knows you.
What is his name?
I know his name, sir.
You don't know his name? Well, how do you read out at the moment? What do you think will happen next?
Why don't you let me wait until I get in touch with Mr. Van Lien? And then through him, I can find out whether everybody is playing games or if there is any reality in whatever they have talked with me.
All right. Now, who do you think now possesses those four other letters?
I'm concerned, Mr. Van Lien, still.
Do you think he still has other mail? Could he possibly be bringing out additional mail when he returns this time?
But he had talked with me, and this is what he has been working since we have discussed with him.
Mm-hmm.
His prime interest is to get in touch with people. This is what we have talked. I have invited him several times to my home for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been in four walls. I don't know, gentleman to gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And prime interest was to get in touch with people in the United States which are interested for peace in Vietnam, and in order to get the peace, they would do anything.
Including releasing the men, perhaps?
Including that.
Have you discussed that particularly with him?
I have discussed with him particularly to get people who are sick and they are in bad situation released from imprisonment.
Does he give you any idea how many people this would be?
Well, no, sir. But he was particularly interested to get in touch with people in the United States which he could discuss and come to a good result which would be profitable for both sides.
Would he release the sick and wounded if these meetings take place and are fruitful in Paris, and at what point would the release of the men take place?
Well, sir, this is something which I have to ask you.
Hello? 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 Hello?
Yesterday, which he has now been able to obtain a photograph, albeit a photograph with her glasses on, of the informant.
Is this Moy?
Yes.
Do you know what part, is she in Laos by chance?
No, he suspects that she is in Hanoi now trying to make the necessary arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
He asked her to try to speed up the release from September to either July or August.
Mm-hmm.
Because if things do work out properly, we would want to try to get other people out.
Mm-hmm.
Other than just the 3 to 5 that she's indicated she would bring out in good to show good faith.
Mm-hmm. Now, your friend, the Thai businessman.
Yes.
Is he, as far as you are personally concerned, reliable, and so forth?
Yes, sir.
And
he has some rather strong and highly placed connections in Thailand itself.
What do you believe this woman's name to be? You think you've learned it, but do you... she used the pseudonym for a while, but...
Yes, I have the name. I don't have the file right in front of me. I didn't know who was calling.
Mm-hmm.
We have what we think may be her name.
Now, what is her nationality, do you know?
The Vietnamese.
Vietnamese?
Yes.
Apparently she has free travel privileges into and out of North Vietnam.
Right, into Laos. We have, well, my friend has... laid on a tentative arrangement in Vientiane with another, with a friend of his in Vientiane.
Mm-hmm.
Who is able to assist us if the transfer were to be made there.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this friend also a female type, or do you...
No, he's male.
I see, in Vientiane.
Yeah, he's a colonel.
Now, is it your opinion, sir, that this this contact spends most of her time when not in Vietnam in Bangkok, or is she in Laos perhaps quite a bit too?
Somewhere in Laos, but most of the time we presume that she is in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
When she first came across, she indicated that she was representing the VC,
mm-hmm.
Which would indicate also that she was possibly spending a considerable amount of time in the South.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently she does have and has had frequent contact in Hanoi.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we think she has gone on her most recent trip to try to... put the thing together to get us some people.
Do you know about what age she is?
I would think, just looking from the picture and then the estimates that came from the two observers of her in Bangkok, that she is probably somewhere in the 25 to 30 group.
I see. The reason I'm asking these things, we met on a couple of our trips there. We met a lady that we thought just might, you know, fit this description and be this person.
Uh-huh.
But if she is that young, then it is not the same person.
Uh-huh.
But that's the reason I ask you if you had her name.
The last name, I believe, starts with A, but I can't, as I said, I don't have the file with me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of what her her last name is supposed to be now, but I think it starts with an A.
Mm-hmm.
A-M-O-N-E or something, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But that could be, again, that could be an alias.
Right. Now, the present status, is she there of her own accord, or is she in there making preparations to be able to show you what she can or cannot do?
She has free reign to go back and forth. She is over in Vietnam now to make the necessary arrangements for the speed up of the release of whatever number she can bring out on the first trip.
Now, what has been her reaction when mentioning the fact that she can bring, quote, many prisoners out? What has been her reaction when you specified, or your friend in Thailand specified, certain names? This is a good way to check, too.
She's agreeable. She says, give us the name.
And she will bring those people out.
And she will attempt to bring those people out. She has promised 100% identity of the individuals that she brings out, whether we give her names or not, prior to bringing the men out.
Mm-hmm.
This, we felt, would be a way of keeping the United States from picking up defectors or brainwashed people like this, that we would know who was coming out. Then, having sufficient notice, we would hope that the Army would cooperate with us to let us know where these particular people were captured, and by the same token, advising the Army as to the names of the potential released prisoners, so they could check to see if these people actually were captured, or whether there is some thought that they may have been defectors.
Mm-hmm.
Because whoever turns out to assist in this thing financially, I don't want to see anybody paying good American green dollars for brainwashed people or defectors.
All right. Now, you mentioned something there that also is a major consideration here. We're talking about cash dollars.
Yes.
If she is a resident of or a citizen of North Vietnam, this would be difficult. You cannot pass along dollars that are going to find their way into North Vietnam, and I'm sure that your friend in the military there in San Francisco probably mentioned this to you, or whomever you've spoken to in our government about this. You cannot give them cash, because cash buys bullets and bullets kill people.
Right.
So you have to talk about goods and or services that are of a non-strategic nature.
Well, she's talking money now. She's talking only American dollars. However, in one recent letter, she did raise the ante somewhat by adding that she wants certain medicines, and she gave us a list of the medicines that she wants.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a large amount of money. I discussed it with one person that has a little knowledge of pharmaceuticals, although I have not contacted any pharmaceutical firm yet about this.
Right.
Because I figure they'll go for it in a minute when we tell them what it's for.
Mm-hmm.
Says that it probably represents somewhere in the area of maybe $500 at wholesale value.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them sleeping pills, pills for the control of diarrhea, then some pain pills also. And strangely enough, APCs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How much credibility do you place in all of this, and what is your readout on when you think such a transaction could take place, and what is to be done next to set it in motion and have it take place?
Well, the next thing to do to set it in motion is, after we hear from her whether she can speed it up, is to make certain that we have the necessary financial arrangements for her, and the approval of people in the United States government that we are not dealing in an area of foreign policy which puts us in violation of the law.
Right.
Now, I don't think that we really have to get permission to do this. I think merely advising certain people in the in positions of responsibility, I'm thinking now of elected officials, certain friendly United States senators or something like this, that public opinion would support and defend those of us that are engaged in this thing.
Now, have you talked to any government officials other than your deputy commander friend?
Well, I have talked to government people. Or let's put it this way, I have talked to a government person.
Someone other than him.
Yes. I think you can realize who it probably was.
Is it someone that's in the field that you formerly operated in?
Yes.
Right. And how did, have they given you a readout on her yet, a checkout?
No, they haven't.
Are they doing that?
I suspect they are. I was in contact with them yesterday, and they had no decision from their superiors in the East on this thing. They are going to try to get me an answer today or tomorrow to let me know. The actual person that I had contact with is on leave at the present time. There's another person handling his file on
right.
a particular matter, and he was not this much up on it.
What has been the reaction from the Thai government to this?
Cooperation and hands-off. Cooperation in that they assisted in keeping this woman under surveillance. They are knowledgeable of the procedure because my friend did not want to get himself in trouble with his government. But
when did she
don't want to, at this time, become involved in it. But we're working with, or one of the contacts there wears two stars. And I have met him.
In,
I know who he is and what he is.
Is he Thai?
Yes. And when worse comes to worse, when we need assistance to get these people out of Vientiane or wherever the exchange would be, I rather imagine that they would be kindly disposed to provide the necessary air transport.
All right, when do you expect her out of North Vietnam?
I would hope within the next week.
And as soon as she's out, she's going to contact your friend in Bangkok?
Right.
And he, in turn, I assume, will contact you?
Oh, yes, immediately.
All right, are
in
you...
In fact, I got a letter from him yesterday in which he had enclosed the photograph and informed me that he was in contact with another... colleague of his in Vientiane.
Have you done anything with the photograph yet? As
no,
far as
I haven't.
Checking it out?
No, I haven't.
Do you plan to?
I'm reluctant at this time because I don't want to... I want to hold something in reserve with these other people in the United States. Now, Mr. Wright is going to be advised this afternoon of the... recent correspondence. That's the newspaper man for the
right,
Examiner.
Right.
Because I want to. He and his people first took hold of this thing. They gave me the first glimmer of hope after I had been rather turned down at the Army level because I refused to identify my contact in Thailand, my colleague out there. Mr. Wright and his people gave me the first glimmer of hope. I was unable to get in touch with Mr. Perot because he had already left San Francisco on the Wednesday that the real thing broke after I got back here from the Southeast Asia. And then I do want to protect his rights to the story.
Right.
The title of this.
Has she made any stipulations about publicity regarding this?
Nothing.
She has made none?
None.
All right. That raises the question with me. In other words, if something breaks, say she brings out five people initially.
Mm-hmm.
There is a story about this. Will this not dull the possibility of what she could do in the future?
This is one of the things that we have to discuss in depth with the people that are involved in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
If your organization decided to go along with us on this thing, or if the U.S. government people decided to go along, these are things that would have to be considered in the planning stage, and we would have to get an answer from her. I have not broached this subject to her as yet because I don't want to put anything in her mind at this point until we have something else laid on.
Do you have her file there? Could you get me her name?
Yes, just a minute.
Good, thank you.
N-O-P-A-K-U-L?
N-O-P-A-K-U-L. N-O-P-A-K-U-L. And she is in Bangkok.
Right.
Now, what leads you to believe, or do you feel free to tell me, that she is VC?
My friend's assessment of her at the first personal meeting, verified by a man in Thailand who really has the ability to make an assessment like this.
All right, let me ask you again. From your dealings and conversations through your intermediary friend, is she willing to do this on a produce basis? In other words, no pay until she produces?
Absolutely. That was her suggestion. And would have been our condition.
All right.